Welcome to Warn Radio, with your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio Advocacy and Gospel News for the Persecuted Church. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. If you wish to get a hold of us, please send all correspondence and inquiries of the WIBR of the broadcast to the WIBR Warn Radio Network on our contact page at warn-usa.com. Today is December 11th, 2019, and our scripture reading for this week is Genesis chapter 32, starting at verse 3. Through chapter 36, verse 43, Obadiah, chapter 1, verses 1 through 21, and the New Testament portion is Matthew, chapter 26, verses 36 through 46. Warn Radio Network is available through Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcasts, and Deezer. And you can also listen to our shows on warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. There you can find the app for Spreaker as well. You can follow us on Facebook. And you can join us on USA Life. Look for hashtag Warn Radio. And MeWe, that's MeWe, at hashtag Warn Radio. Also on with Instagram and Twitter at hashtag Warn Radio. And also hashtag WatchmanIS216. This week, the Watchman is offering a free ebook. It's called House of Long Shadows. And you can get this free ebook by going to danaglennsmith.com. This has been the generation of Americans who gave America away, forsook the Lord God, and sold themselves into bondage because of their sin. In the House of Long Shadows, we find an epitaph of America. In the House of Long Shadows, we find an America whose house is filled with sin and rebellion. This is a house with a vibrant and chilling tale of beginning. But today is a house that is divided and a people whose long shadows cast darkness over the land. It is a time of reflection, repentance, and of hope. Here we want to believe that somehow, some way, a people will find the true light. So you can get that free ebook by going to danaglennsmith.com. Please take time to read the pertinent articles by The Watchman. This week, we're featuring Servant Disciple. He is not above his master. Servant Disciple. One of the common themes in the gospel end-of-days scenario is trouble worldwide. Matthew chapter 24 warns we are not to be deceived. Not only the chaos of wars between nations and ethnic groups will occur, we also find natural disasters, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes around the world during the same period of time. The startling fact is that these things are described as the beginning of sorrows, Luke chapter 21 and Mark 13. Also, relate to troubling end-of-days scenarios. And also, Christian living today, vapor in the midst of time. Christian living, it is true. Life passes by like a mist. Your life, whether you are a Christian or not, is here today and gone tomorrow. It is a vapor in the midst of time. A place before eternity is where you are right now. How you act, what you do, and more importantly, what choices you make. Yes, these will determine it all. So please go to warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com where you can read the articles, and please pass them on to your friends and relatives. They're very pertinent for these end of days. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. We are... Do you realize that we are 4 days away from halfway through the month about?
Yes. Yes, I did realize that. It's hard to believe.
I mean, you know, we talk about, you know, our lives are nothing but a vapor, you know, in the midst of eternity.
True, they are.
Time goes by so fast. The vapor doesn't stick around. Well, I'm ready for the vapor to be warmer. I'm ready for warm weather.
Me too.
Be sure to go on over to our website at Dana Glenn Smith. That's where you get that ebook, America, House of Long Shadows. This particular one is a short one. This was written some time ago. I had given a prophecy earlier during the great summer eclipse about the division that I had, it had been revealed to me that was America. And I had no idea how divisive it was going to become. But nevertheless, this particular one is free. You just go. And you can download it for nothing. But while you're there, there's a sign-up form for our email. And that's on danaglennsmith.com. And I'm revamping a lot of things. But with that particular one, you can get on our web, on our email, and you can make sure you get the latest from the WIBR Warren Radio. I've also been looking at Periscope and Podbean for a way to get more of our shows and stuff out, and trying to get everything negotiated and worked on is pretty tough. But Podbean looks like a potential. We can get them going fairly quick. It's actually a pretty good little podcast service. But another one, of course, is Periscope. I'm not really a fan of all the videos they do there because it's not really my choice in videos. It's just it has some things that I don't agree with, but the one thing it does have is the ability to stream video. And we've been thinking about I want to do at least one video a week, and we can do it over our Instagram, Facebook, and, Periscope, but I don't know if we can work them all together. So we're in the process. At least I should say I'm in the process. This is a small shop here, so it's a Tower and I happen to be the techie. So, at any rate.
Thank the Lord for that, because I need a techie.
Well, so do I, and I'm it. You know, I became a techie because I couldn't find anybody to help me with the websites, and the Lord put it in my heart to do this back in the mid-80s, and so here we are, still doing it. At any rate, this came in this afternoon from FaithWire, but the news is around the web. A particular guy, Detective Joe Seals, was killed in the line of duty. He was a husband and father of five. They call him a hero, and he died protecting the citizens of Jersey City. They said God bless his family and all the JCPD members. Jersey City shooting, that's a hashtag, at JC Police Department. That is the New Jersey Chiefs of Police. One friend of the family told NBC he was a great, great guy, couldn't be better. They've been pouring in, that is the tributes, for this New Jersey police officer who was killed in the line of duty Tuesday. You just never know when you're going to go, Tower.
That's senseless, this killing.
Yeah, but he was killed by two heavily armed gunmen. It was in a cemetery that he had tracked him down to, and they're not sure how he got to the cemetery, but he tracked him down and they killed him. They were heavily, heavily armed, and then they went and stormed a Jewish supermarket and killed three bystanders there. The assailants, though, were shot dead by armed police, but it was over a long, furious gun battle. This is in Jersey City.
It's just so senseless. It's horrible. So tragic.
Well, you know, and we got two things here. You know, we don't know if they were black or not. We don't know if they were Arab or not. We do know that from this, it looks like there was some anti-Semitism because of storming a Jewish supermarket. We don't know. But the fact that they killed this young man means that they definitely meant business. And folks, the problem you have in America is that we continue to openly shed blood of all kinds, and it's coming back on us. And until we get to the point where we value innocent lives a little more, you're going to have trouble. And, of course, I've taught on blood guilt for many, many years. And the problems in America have to do with blatant sin and blood guilt. You may not like it, but that's the way it is. I suggest you repent, because there's ample evidence that the Lord God is coming back. He's sending his Son, the Almighty. He calls himself in Revelation 1, and he'll put all enemies under his feet. So I suggest you repent, as it says in Psalms 2, kiss the Son, lest he be angry. And I guarantee you, he's not coming back to die on the cross again. He already's done that. He's coming back as the warrior king, who is the greater son of David. And he calls himself Almighty in Revelation 1. So, pray for this family.
Yes.
And
sad one.
It just... it's just hard to believe that we're seeing some of this stuff.
Oh, I know,
but
it is.
Back in the 70s, we saw some stuff as well. Up front, we're going to be over in India. Three Indian Christians imprisoned on false blasphemy and forced conversion charges. Now, blasphemy is what the Muslims use a lot. Now here, it's the Hindus. Hindus are just about using everything they can over there because there's a number of radical groups connected to the BJP party, which, of course, the ruling party is connected to, or seems to have been connected to, according to sources, you know, articles that I've read. I do know this. We have seen this all the time. This was in Uttar Pradesh's Maui or Mau district. Seven radicals disrupted a prayer meeting in a Christian home, which, you know, they'll do that. They don't want you having any kind of a prayer meeting. 20 Christians
have no
were
attend- going into that private home. Sorry for interrupting.
Well, in India, they do it all the time, Tower.
I know.
Because in India has the caste system, and Christians almost always are in the lowest caste, and they are considered as nothing. And so nobody, if you're a higher caste, pays any attention to these people. If they make you mad, you just kill them or get them out of the way. But we've seen time and time again this kind of trouble breaking into a home. Well, see, this is one thing good about America. In America, we have a saying, a man's home is his castle. A woman's home is her castle, too. A husband and a wife raise a family, and it's their castle. It's where they can come to love one another, forgive one another, encourage one another, have a family, lead them in the ways of righteousness and truth. And that's one of the greatest things about America. We have a right to have security in this country, according to the Bill of Rights. We can be secure. We don't have to worry. But in some countries like India, that's not the case. There is no guarantee. And so when the radicals broke into the home, they used, of course, abusive language and demanded that all the believers stop their prayer service. Well, see, we've got a major problem here, first of all. If these seven would have been in America, came into a Christian home in America with 20 Christians, I can tell you what would happen here in America. Those seven intruders would get the crap beat out of them, excuse the language, or even shot. But in India, they can't do that because they're outnumbered. If they were to beat up these guys, the Christians themselves would be thrown in prison because they would be blamed for the whole thing. Not to mention the fact when these guys get up and leave, finally, they will get a crowd of 300 and go back and burn the home and kill them. We've seen this kind of thing before. So they threatened the radicals to accuse the Christians of criminal charges unless they recanted their faith. Of course, this didn't go over. And so the radicals called the police and accused the pastor and another guy of engaging in forced conversions. In other words, trying to force them to convert, which is against the law. And matter of fact, forced conversions and some of this mantra of the like is one of the things that we expect to see with the Son of Perdition or the Beast in Revelation 13.
Right.
And so they conclude that it was a well-thought-out plan by the Hindu radicals to systematically attack churches and Christians in 30 villages in the district. And so he told this to International Christian Concern. And, you know, this is another one of those stories I hate. People should be free in their own homes.
Yes, amen.
But, you know, this is another thing, Tower. Look at America, how divided we are. And the thing of it is, Americans have been safe pretty much. But we're seeing more violence all the time, more attacks on cops, more violent offenders than ever before. Now, around the world, many people don't have safety in their own home. You know, there was a time in America, Americans weren't safe in their own homes. During the Indian Wars, many a homesteader got burned out and they all got killed because there
That's
was
right.
no safety.
Or kidnapped and made into slaves.
Yeah. So this is really the issue here in America for us to wake up. And this nonsense that we see now that the IG report has come out, and that's, I could spend a whole show on that, is just nothing but nonsense. But nobody listens. The fake news is still fake. The Democrats are still think Trump's guilty. There's no evidence. The IG report says there was all kinds of mistakes made by those who are investigating. It's just a mess. So we're waiting on, I think it's Dunham, the one that Barr appointed, and the whole thing to come out, and then they expect to see some people facing charges. And
when's that coming out?
I don't know. So at any rate, you know, I read this and I look at America and I say, Americans, you better wake up.
Yes. You would hope they would.
Now, you, another thing I wanted to cover, now these are up front in our quick news, is Netanyahu had met with a bunch of Christian leaders, and he tells the Christian leaders to stand with the truth about Israel. Well, see, he has a right to stand up and more confidence because the Trump administration has been doing more and more to back Israel. And matter of fact, Trump is going to, he was going to pass a law, write a decree from his desk, I think it is, outlawing anti-Semitism and making a special effort to end it here in America. But there's more and more anti-Semitism around the world all the time, and it's evident. But Netanyahu told him, we are not occupiers in a foreign land. This is our homeland since Abraham the patriarch came here 3,500 years ago. The word Jew comes from Judea, Netanyahu said. And so, you know, this is one thing about it. The delegation was from the Israel Allies Foundation. And there's a number of other pro-Israel groups, but we back Israel 100%, and that's just all there is to it. You don't like it, you know, I don't know what to tell you. That's life. So at any rate, stand with Israel, Netanyahu says, and Trump has been one of the best supporters of Israel we've had in recent memory.
Yeah, that's true. More than recent.
And so we do have a couple of other things up front. First, Reinhard Bonnke passed away at the age of 79 in Orlando, Florida. Tower and I remember him from many years ago. He was active when we were in Bible school. He had just pretty much he had been going for a while, but he was there's a number of them that we knew about and number of them that we were watching closely. And Reinhard Bonnke was one of them. I recall a time in one of his crusades that this person was raised from the dead in his crusade. And it was an absolute miracle, raised from the dead. Yeah. And I think if I remember right, he had been dead for 3 days. And at any rate, you know, this is one of those things. He worked clear to the very end, and the guy that took over for him started on the low end of the totem pole in his ministry, and not too long ago, I don't know how long ago, he laid hands on this guy and made him the follower, the one to take over the reins for Bonnke. So remember the Bonnke family, but you know, when you have somebody like this die, just like when Billy Graham died or any number of the people that are gone now. David Wilkerson, there's so many of them. They don't pass away into nothingness. Their works follow them, not only here on earth, but in heaven. And there's nothing to be sorry about, because they are at their reward. They're with the Lord. So this is our goal.
Right.
It's not just about keeping the faith here. And another quick news was graduate student, I can't even say his first name, Zai Wang, has been detained in Tehran since 2016. He's now home. It was thanks to a deal with President Donald Trump that released somebody that was in our prison with Iran and traded him for this young boy, this young man. And he came back to America. And so we're glad to see him back home.
Yes, amen. We sure are. Thank God. Bless the Lord. I hate people being held in prison for their religion.
I do too.
For their beliefs.
And you and I have discussed Iran quite a bit, and he's not the first one we've seen come back from Iran.
That's right.
So we're glad to see him come back. In the Sudan, Sudan's Minister of Religious Affairs and Endowments, and he's part of the Sudan's Transitional Military Council. They've had a lot of problems over there between Muslims and Christians, and they want to work on a role in peace and development. They want to empower religious leaders, and they want to... they promised that Christians who suffered very bad practices under one in particular, Omar al-Bashir's reign, that they have a right to practice their faith freely. And he promised that property taken from Christians and churches would be returned. Now, this is in the Sudan.
Good.
And the first time the Lord spoke to me about Sudan was in 1999. And I woke up one morning and I was to focus on Sudan. And for many years, I was talking about Sudan, praying for Sudan all the time. And I still have a heart for Sudan whenever I see it come up, because they have been through just terrible things over there. So we're glad to see it. We pray to God that that will happen. And
yes,
another one out of persecution.com, there's Addis Ababa, and that's a common name in Ethiopia, in the capital, southwest of the capital. That's Addis Ababa. But there's a small town there by the name of Sabita. It's almost entirely Muslim and just has a few Christians there. But something happened, and the population erupted with riots and mobs. And this is typical for Islam to do this. And when they do, they take their temper out on those that they feel are responsible, and it's usually the Christians or just about anybody that's a minority. But most of the time, it's Christians. And they headed in mass. They went through the streets and everything, and eventually they wound up at the home of a couple of pastors. They were pastors of a full gospel church, one a full gospel church and the other a Lutheran church, and they were seized and beheaded.
Oh,
and
Lord.
In total, they were only two of 67 total fatalities, with 213 wounded as the unrest continued in protests. Locals were beaten and stoned, and it was just a mess. Everything was wrecked. Now this, we have seen this. This is in Ethiopia. And anytime, I mean, you can look around in Europe. Europe has the same kind of Muslim riots. The Bible talks about Ishmael. He'll be in the face of his brethren. And it's a very quick-tempered group of people. And it's just absolutely gut-wrenching to think that your whole thing would erupt like that. But we are in a time of lawlessness.
Craziness.
It is. Total craziness. Well, at any rate, that's it for the upfront and the quick news. Tower has another interesting thing that she's going to cover now.
This is an update to a story we shared from Bibles for Mideast last week. It's, as we reported earlier, the church members that were viciously attacked in northern India have all been released from the hospital and are completely well, thanks to the witnessing and miraculous ultimate healing of Pastor Kumar. And you know, this is where we talked about an even greater miracle happened, where practically every hospital staff member, doctor, and nurse, a nursing student, it was over 500 people, made a decision to follow Christ. And so now the challenge begins, because they are holding church without a building. And Pastor Kumar has returned to his own small original home church, where already many Hindus have been attending even before the salvation in the hospital. And they don't have any space available to hold the growing crowds. So he's been holding outdoor services, hoping and praying to have a permanent place of worship in the near future. And the great hospital church has begun now as well. The authorities in the hospital granted Pastor Kumar and his team permission to conduct monthly Bible classes and prayer meetings in the hospital auditorium where they first held service this past Friday. More than 1,200 people attended, including the managing director of the hospital and some of the doctor's family. And it says after they gave the message, every single new person in attendance accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And all who had done so at the previous meeting rededicated themselves to the Lord. And they requested Bibles, and they were able to deliver 1,100 new Bibles to the believers, thanks to the generous help and support of supporters. And they, you know, all of them were thrilled to have their own copy of the written Word of God. I know what that's like, and yes, it's a great blessing. And so when the meeting wrapped up, this last meeting, the team gained permission to join the doctors on call for hospital rounds with a holy difference. They visited patients in their room, shared the gospel, prayed for them, and many of these people requested Bibles. And because this is the first time they've heard the story, the truth of Jesus. And so they've run out of the Bibles. They need more. And the pastors have promised the new believers more Bibles as soon as they get them. And Pastor Peter Hanif, president of the Assembly of Loving God, that's under the umbrella of Bibles for the Mideast, wants to especially thank all our partners and supporters for their faithful and continuing support. The Bibles for the Mideast churches, all under the Assembly of Loving God, the Assembly of the Loving God, have 432 pastors and missionaries working and establishing churches in Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Most of them live and work in regions highly restricted for Christians' outreach of any kind. And they, with their families, face countless hardships and near constant persecution. But our Lord protects them under his wings by your prayers, said Pastor Peter. and all the pastors and missionaries are converted Christians from other religions. They do not hold worldly blood relatives. They do not have worldly blood relatives to wish them a Merry Christmas or send them a gift. And if you consider them as your spiritual blood relative in Jesus Christ, he goes on, would you consider sending them a gift as your token of love in this happy season? And he says, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year in 2020. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of our Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen. That's an amazing story. I wish we'd hear more of those kind of stories in the Middle East, Dana.
Yes, I quite agree. I think that, especially with them, you know, they're all ex-Muslims, Christians now, and they go into the Hindu areas, you know, they go anywhere. And it is amazing thing what's really going on. But we are, you know, when you talk about it, Franklin Graham, he was on the ground, and I forgot what country it was. It's over there, overseas in mission country. This is usually a country that is pretty tough. I'm trying to think if it was Cambodia or I don't think it was Cameroon, but it was over there somewhere. And then, of course, Reinhard Bonnke's guy that took over for him, he was over there as well. And Reinhard Bonnke worked for years and years, a long time in Nigeria. Nigeria right now is one of the worst places there is for Christians. So I was thinking the other day, you know, with so many people that were supposed to have gotten saved under Reinhardt's ministry in Nigeria, I was thinking, you know, why is it so bad? And then I thought about that again and thought, well, you know, if Reinhardt hadn't been working there, it would have been even worse.
That's
so
true.
You know, I mean, Christianity in a place doesn't guarantee the place is going to be Christian. Look at America. We've had Christianity in here from the beginning, and today, what are we trying to do? We're trying to get the babies be able to be murdered straight out of their womb. Now, I talk about this, write about this in this latest article. Be sure to get these articles. Be sure to read them and pass them around. We need your help to get this around. We're also looking at a number of places that we want to extend the platform to. I just got done with a little correspondence with American Voice Radio. We were on there for a long time. The guy that runs that whole show over there, I know him. He was glad to hear from us. He told me what they had open. That requires more money, so I'm looking at doing that. We've got a lot of opportunity here. So, we're looking for people to help us prayerfully, help us financially. You've got to read the articles, folks. You got to listen to the shows. We can't get the word into people if they're not going to read anything and if they're not going to listen. So, folks, we need your prayer. We have to get this out. We have people from around the world that this goes out to. We have put together the platform to reach people even on their smartphones in every country. MeWe that we got on, we have a lot of foreigners on MeWe right now. And they've even got a platform on it, a group that is secret that is for Chinese Christians. And nobody can get on it except for Chinese Christians, so because they're so persecuted. So we're looking for people that want to help make a difference in this medium while we have time. We need your prayers. We need you to help us financially. We need to move forward. We have a lot of opportunity here. I don't care how bad it looks. Christ is on the throne. I don't care how bad
Amen.
You think America is. Christ is on the throne. And if he can do what we've been reporting on overseas, folks, he can do it here. So you need to believe. You need to stand up. I seen Dutch Sheets, a tweet. I don't know how he got on our feed, but he did. And he was saying, I stand in agreement, with the Lord God Almighty. Concerning America, Dutch Sheets is well known for this stuff, and he's an old man now. But folks, you got to declare, you got to believe. So
that's right.
Let's get together and let's get this thing done. We need your help, and a lot of others do too. And I can tell you, quite frankly, if America falls into the dust heap of iniquity any further and we get judged, that is not going to do the Christians around the world and other groups any good if we're not here to help them. So you understand something. We have a lot here that the devil wants to destroy. And we ain't going to let him, by God's grace.
That's right.
So we've got another one here, and this is from Egypt. And then Tower's got something from Ethiopia again. Ethiopia, you know, I really feel for Ethiopia. You know, Tower, I told you this picture when they had the great famine so many years ago, and they were taking pictures. We had sent over a whole bunch of grain over there, but the Ethiopian government wouldn't let the people eat it because it was – because it wasn't non-GMO.
Genetically modified.
Yeah, so they wouldn't touch it. And there was a picture of this poor black woman, you know, this African over there. And she was in front of a thatched hut, and she had her child in her lap. Her eyes were glazed over. Her mouth was open. The kid was trying to suck on her breast, but they were all thin. There was nothing to them. They were hanging down to her waist. She wasn't even moving. She could look like she could barely move. You could see her bones. Her mouth was open. They were covered in flies. And so when I see that,
horrible. And
I think, you know, of the Christian mantra about Christians and, you know, we're King's kids, folks, we've been sold a bill of goods that isn't entirely the truth over here. If you fall in love with mammon, you're in trouble. Because we've got believers that have suffered tremendously around the world, and we need to be toughened up, and we need to stand up. So she's going to talk about Ethiopia. Meanwhile, I'm going to give you this real quickly. In Egypt again, and they've been getting worse. You know, they go back and forth a lot. And a Christian family was sitting outside their house. They were just relaxing. You know, people like to do that in America, too, sit on their porch and enjoy the evening. And suddenly an Islamic extremist attacked him, and he had a knife. And it was rural Upper Egypt. And when you get in the rural areas, even in Pakistan or, you know, in India, it is really, really risky. Because they're really hard to work in. And so the widow, the mother, a widow, received 20 stitches. The younger son sustained minor injuries throughout his body. The middle son received injury that required surgery for his liver and intestines. The older son wasn't there, and they haven't been able to return home. And there was someone that questioned the fact, why would they sit outside their house in public view? Now, remember, when you get over in certain areas like India, the lower caste, they don't have any rights. Well, the Christians asserted the right to sit out their home, and Muhammad fetched a knife from his house and began to attack the Christians. This is the guy that did the attack. So he seen him sitting out, and he didn't like it. Now, of course, Mina, who happens to be the husband, he said, it was a very hard moment for me. He's reunited with his family. They can't go back to the village, and they try to avoid fights and disputes. Well, if you're living in any place over there, Pakistan, Egypt, you know, India, it's all tough. And the extremist family live in a house which is not far away. We'll not let them induce us to fight them or anything. If we did something like that, we would lose our rights. and they want law enforcement. Well, good luck. We've seen this time and time again. So at any rate, most of these people can't find any help. The police, nobody can help them. We see this in India with the Hindus and in Pakistan many times. It's just terrible what we have been seeing. But even in all this, you know, they do see people come to the Lord because they pray for them. You know, they tolerate it and pray for them, and they will, you know, miracles happen. And so the people come to the Lord when the Lord touches them. So Tower, are you ready on your Ethiopia?
Yes. This comes to us from International Christian Concern. And this goes back, this is a story from 2010. Bertukan and her husband Abraham lived and worked as evangelists in Warabi, a primary Muslim area in Ethiopia. In 2010, they were attacked by three Muslim men with metal rods. As the men beat Abraham to death, Bertukan tried to intervene and save her husband. The men then turned on her, and despite the fact that she was 7 months pregnant, Abraham was dying. His arms and legs were broken, and he could only watch as his wife and unborn child were broken under the rods of the three men. They beat her until she lay unconscious and eventually blacked out. When she woke up, she was in the hospital, and she looked around the faces of the loved ones at her bedside and instantly knew she didn't see Abraham's face. She was so enveloped in grief, but grew thankful for the miraculous survival of her unborn child. After leaving the hospital, she moved into her mother's small mud and grass house with 10 other family members. And she was struggling with grief over her husband's death. She questioned the goodness of God and couldn't understand why he had taken Abraham from her, a man who had devoted himself to the gospel. In great pain and from a place of abandonment, she cried out to the Lord. And it was then that International Christian Concern stepped in. They met her and relieved her immediate financial struggles by buying her three cows. And when she learned that the Christians from the West wanted to help her, she was overcome with relief and gratitude, and she cried out in joy. Have the Americans in America really heard about me? Yesterday I cried out to God and said, Lord, have I been forgotten? Is there anyone helping me? Then a man of God from our village prayed for me and said, God will never forsake you. She said, I believed that word. I was crying out to God yesterday, and here you are today with the help I needed. And their regional ICC regional manager was in tears. He sat comforting her and explained how the gospel had advanced from one generation to the next through the sacrifices of the martyrs like Abraham over the centuries, and he also emphasized that the Lord would never leave her. And then just days after that visit, Bertukan gave birth to a baby girl. And Jeff King, who is the president of International Christian Concern, writes, this is the great secret of the persecuted church. They thrive in spite of their great pain because they hold on to trust in the goodness of God, even when they suffer greatly. They remember that they have a great reward waiting at the end of their lives, and that their present struggles are light and momentary. And he says, if you would like to serve other beleaguered believers in Africa, you can give to our Nigeria Farms Initiative, and you can go do that by going to persecution.org. I'm glad they're there to help her. That's a tragic story.
Well, the idea behind that and behind it being published again or being there is that from history, you can look back and you can see how this works. that
that's right.
These people need help. And through organizations like ICC and many others, including Samaritan's Purse, and we have a whole list. If you need a list of people, we can give them to you. Go to our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglinsmith.com. Send us a comment form, an email from our contact form, and tell us you'd like to know some of the organizations that work on the ground and someone you might be able to donate to. So we'll be glad to send you a few of them. And, of course, we don't know anything about their financial practices. All we know is what they do on there. They've been around. We don't get any remuneration for it. We just do it to tell them. And there is a lesson here. And like I said before, if America wasn't here, it would really make it difficult to relieve the suffering and to help people.
Yes,
I mean, three cows. We had another story where it just took a few goats or chickens.
Yeah.
See, I mean, these people are willing to work. They're willing to make a living. All you got to do is be there. And so, we don't raise money for any organization. And anything that's donated to us, it goes into helping us do it. We don't advertise for financial aid or nothing. We pretty much do this, and there are people that help us, and that's it. But the bottom line of it is that, you know, it's about helping and making a difference for those that need it. And on the home front, I remember locally here where we're at, there was talk that you weren't able to give handouts to the homeless. Well, if you go by Walmart here in town, we got two of them, and there's one on one particular side that seems to get all of the ones who are panhandling. But you can find them throughout the week on that, as people come and go, especially on weekends, they panhandle for money. And of course, their parking lot is like an RV parking lot. And, they have a lot of broken down various things. But see, they're there for a reason. They need help. Now, there are those that do that, and we've had testimony from some people that found out that these people do that for a living. I don't know. I have heard that. I've also, it has come up. But, you know, what we're talking about, though, is the ability to give, like, free soup or hot chocolate or a sandwich to the poor and the homeless, which now is more and more being made illegal, as is in the case. Now, the Sons of Liberty Media reported on one in Texas. This is in Dallas. And in 2014 of December, the Dallas City Council enacted an ordinance which made it illegal to serve food to the homeless without all the requirements. Now, of course, they're doing this for a reason, and part of that is because of food inspectors, kitchens, making sure the food is good. But if you're trying to feed the homeless, most people that want to help them are people that don't have a kitchen. They just do it in their home or something, and they'll take it out. Well, see, you can't even do that anymore in a lot of areas. And so this is unfortunate that it's come to that, but it has come to that. Now, of course, you've got professional organizations, but I guarantee you that the Salvation Army isn't out there every day on the corner giving these people anything to eat. We see them all the time downtown. I've talked to them under the bridges. I've met them on the street. I've seen them down in the river, you know, and one of the reasons I've seen a lot of them is because I helped with the census in 2000. And we had to go down in the river and we had to find the homeless when we could and see what we could do. So they're there. And in America, we shouldn't have homeless. And in California, especially Pelosi's district, it is a nightmare out there.
Yeah.
I think these people trying to impeach Trump need to get their butts home and take care of the people living on the streets.
Exactly.
But nevertheless, serving the homeless is illegal. It's, you know, if it's illegal or not, we need to do something. And of course, there are some that take advantage of this. They don't want to work. And so they make a living. And I've seen some of them that are dressed pretty good. So I don't know where they got all the clothes they got for being homeless. But, you know, you got to be careful in all of this. And of course, you can't, you know, we had a murder around here a number of years ago where homeless people were involved. So you got to be careful.
Yes, that's right.
And of course, we're pretty much done with this one.
But it's still hard to see the homeless in that condition and not want to do something and to be stopped by your local authorities.
Yeah.
I just.
That's exactly right.
These people that are hungry, they don't care if it's
inspected or
well,
not.
Yeah. They're hungry. They want to eat. And what's wrong with that giving out sleeping bags?
Yep, I know.
And coats and clothing,
I,
you know, to help them.
Yeah, we've seen this same thing in other states as well. Because this is the first time we reported on this issue. Yeah, it's nonsense. But, you know, it's kind of weird. You know, you can't help the homeless like that when the Democrats want to open the borders and give them money when they come in and take care of them.
Yeah.
And over in New York, they're giving them all the homeless, all the illegal immigrants, they're giving them free driver's license and so much money.
That's not right.
I mean,
that's
give
wrong.
Me a break here. We're all screwed up. You know, the Christians that are being martyred and persecuted, if you give them, like that lady, three cows, she'll do it herself. She's not asking you to give her something to eat. She's asking you to give her something that she can make a living with, you know, and that's the old saying when you're dealing with missions, you know, you can give them money every month, but if you teach a man how to fish or to hunt or take care of himself, grow a garden or something, and give him the tools, then, you know, you give him that, he'll be able to do it the rest of the way, the rest of his life. That's what we want to do.
That's right.
So at any rate, we're coming down to the end of the broadcast.
Okay.
So we're going to have to be getting out of here.
Okay, please join us tomorrow night for part 28 of Isaiah's prophetic book, Rushing of Nations. And that's on Battle Lines tomorrow. And we thank you for joining us whenever you do. May God richly bless you. We love you. We pray for you constantly. We hope the best for all of you. We'll see you tomorrow night. Good night, everybody.
Don't forget to go by our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Pick up your ebook at free ebook at danaglennsmith.com. And while you're there, sign up for our email newsletter. You can see it all there. And don't forget, you can join us on MeWe and join us on usa.life and pray for us and pray for those that are that we have covered tonight. Make a way, O Lord, we pray in Jesus' name.
Right.
So
yes,
until
amen.
Next time, we're getting out of here. Have you said night, Tower?
Yes, I did. Good night, everybody. We love you.
Good night.
God
Shalom,
bless
everybody. Blessings.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.